Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it is a great nation, though everyone seems to be on all sides of the issue, overly concerned and desperate and hysterical regarding the indictment of the former president of the United States. Is it going to stop his campaign? Is it meant to stop his campaign? No. He has said he will continue to campaign, he will continue to run for the presidency of the United States, even if he is convicted, so has said former President Trump. And again, some of his colleagues have even come forward and said that if he is convicted, they will pardon him. I'm not sure of whether Vivek Ramaswamy, the businessman who... 37 years old, who is spending $100 million on his own campaign. I'm not so sure that he has said he will pardon Trump for everything, or if it's just for these federal charges. Now, of course, he can't pardon Trump for the hush money charges that are brought, because that's a statewide crime or alleged crime. And so Trump has to deal with that with getting the governor of New York to pardon him, which is not highly likely. Look, there is a great deal going on in terms of the baggage that Trump brings with him into a campaign. And it's one of those things that it's virtually impossible to see that this goes away at any point between now and Election Day of November of 2024. That's a long time. But that's what trials take. And again, and we're not done. There is another grand jury in Washington, D.C., also run by Jack Smith, the special prosecutor. And the other grand jury, which is going to be completing its work, they say, in August, that one being run by local prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, Fani Willis, that one regarding the attempts to overturn the election in Georgia. The reaction of Trump supporters across the country, including people who came out to the courthouse today to show their support for President Trump. He has very dedicated support and very enthusiastic people who are ready to stand up and speak in his behalf. This is a collage of Trump supporters reacting to his indictment. Clip six.
I think it's absolute tyranny. That's what it is out here. It's tyranny. That's what we're seeing from the Biden system and from the DOJ. Just keeps getting worse.
We don't even care if he's going to be in jail, and we have to write him in. You know, to a lot of us, it's like Trump or nothing. Like, we're not even looking at the Sanders as a second option. We're not looking at anybody else as a second option.
No, there are people who feel that way, Trump or nothing. Not Chris Christie. He was on a town hall last night on CNN, which with all of the different Republican candidates and Democratic candidates, people like Robert Kennedy Jr. and Marianne Williamson, who are running for president on the Democratic side, maybe CNN has found a way to rescue their network, is to do these town halls, because when the candidates are fairly entertaining and interesting and lucid, it makes for some pretty good television. Chris Christie was being interviewed by members of an audience and by Anderson Cooper. And here's Governor Christie on Donald Trump. This is clip four.
When did we get to the point where we're always blaming our adversaries for the weakness of our candidates? Oh, it's the Democrats' fault. It's DOJ's fault. It's this person's fault. It's the media's fault. How bad it's his? He hasn't won a damn thing since 2016. Three-time loser. 2018, we lost the House. 2020, we lost the White House. We lost the United States Senate a couple of weeks later in 2021. And in 2022, we lost two more governorships, another Senate seat, and barely took the House of Representatives when Joe Biden had the most incompetent first 2 years I've ever seen in my life. Loser, loser, loser. Now we're getting going, it'll be different this time. Why? Why will it be different this time? Those arguments need to be made, and I'm not afraid to make them for two reasons. One, I'm not afraid of him. And two, it's the truth.
Okay, this is, you want to argue with that? I mean, and the fact is he says he hasn't won a damn thing since 2016. In 2016, Hillary Clinton ended up with 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. And it was a very narrow, fortunate, well-structured victory. He deserves all the credit because he won the election under the rules. But it's that anomaly of winning Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Arizona and Georgia and Michigan and winning all those states by the thinnest of possible margins at the same time that the national popular vote did not go in a Republican direction. And by the way, in 2016, Republicans also lost House seats. And lost power in Washington, D.C., even though they gained the White House under Trump. And Chris Christie went on with the same kind of forcefulness that you just heard to deliver some harsh words about his fellow Republicans who just instinctively and thoughtlessly defend whatever it is that Trump does. Clip nine.
This is just to show off. It's just to show off, and it turned out to be right. This, and that's what makes it so ridiculous that we're here and we're in a situation where there are people in my own party who are blaming DOJ. How about blame him? He did it. He took documents he wasn't supposed to take. He kept them when they asked him back for them. They got a grand jury subpoena. He refused to comply. They raided his home finally because he refused to comply. That all of those things were brought on himself, as was this indictment.
And then the question, what about the weaponization alleged of the DOJ? This is clip 11.
Do you believe President Biden has weaponized the Department of Justice against Donald Trump with these indictments?
You know, look, I don't think so. This evidence looks pretty damning. I think it's a broader question than that, Anderson. It's. I think Republicans are looking at this and they're saying, okay, Hillary Clinton did get prosecuted, and now we're still waiting for what's going to happen with Hunter Biden, and it's been going on for a long time. Now, I'd remind everybody that's a Republican U.S. attorney in Delaware, Donald Trump's appointee, who's handling the Hunter Biden case. So that's an important fact to know that, you know, Donald Trump never talks about. But in the end, I think this is a bigger, broader problem because I think there were problems inside the Trump administration, too. I don't think that Jeff Sessions should have ever recused himself from the Russia investigation. I wouldn't have appointed Bob Mueller to be special counsel. If I were attorney general, I would have handled the investigation. And I think all of those steps makes Republicans in particular, and the Democrats complained a little bit during the Trump years, too, but Republicans in particular feel like there's two sets of standards. What we need to do is reassure people by putting someone who has done this in charge. And I've done it. And they're going to know by looking at my record as U.S. attorney in New Jersey that it's going to be done fair and upright. And it doesn't matter which party it is. You commit a crime when you're in public office, you deserve to go to jail.
That's Governor Chris Christie. Is he angling for appointment as the next attorney general for Joe Biden? Or for Donald Trump? We will get to more and the White House breast flashing coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a few sound bites more from Chris Christie's town hall meeting last night. Look, say what you will, you can disagree with him. Certainly, Chris Christie, no stranger to disagreement. Oh, he was hated by the left when he was governor of New Jersey. But he's actually an extremely eloquent and I think persuasive communicator. And one of the points that he made last night that I think is very important for people to think about as they're making a decision as to who is going to represent the Republican Party in a very important election, is, okay, what are the next 4 years going to be like if another Republican wins the White House, if Trump wins the White House, or if Biden wins the White House again? And Chris Christie gave, I think, an insightful and perceptive analysis of some aspects that could easily go wrong with another Trump presidency. This is clip 10.
He's angry and he's vengeful, and he said, I will be your retribution. Well, I don't want him to be my retribution. I don't need him to do that, and I don't think anybody in America needs it either. He wants to be retribution for himself. I am convinced that if he goes back to the White House, that the next 4 years will all be about him just settling scores, Anderson, with everybody who he thinks wasn't perfectly nice to him. You know, and the bottom line is that if you get lucky enough to become the president of the United States, every day you should wake up thinking about what you do for the people of this country, not what scores you need to settle for yourself. And he has shown himself, and I think most particularly in his post-presidency, to be completely self-centered, completely self-consumed, and doesn't give a damn about the American people, in my view, if what the American people want is in conflict with what Donald Trump thinks is best for him. And I don't think that's who we want. And I don't think we want sitting behind the desk in the Oval Office.
Look, the idea that President Trump is going to devote a great deal of time to settling scores, what does he mean when he says there will be retribution, or I will be your retribution? And then there's a question from an audience member, a crucial question that I think bothers a lot of people. Chris Christie had a direct response. This is clip 12.
What is your message to the people in the Republican Party that still believe the election was stolen?
Look, my message to them is just show me the evidence. It's the same thing that I said to Donald Trump in the aftermath of the 2020 election, was show me the evidence. If I see the evidence, I'm happy to support fighting all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and beyond. But there's no evidence. And so I'm sorry, all these conspiracy theories, like, you know, he still talks about, oh, they're bringing boxes of ballots into, you know, Fulton County, Georgia. No matter how many times we explain to him, well, that's the way they do it. The ballots get collected at the local places in Fulton County, and then the boxes get brought to the central place to be counted. So, of course, all night boxes of ballots are being brought in. But people see little clips on the Internet of video, whatever, and he's saying it. See, to me, this is the most destructive thing he's done. People want to believe the president of the United States, right? And even when it's a president that I don't agree with, even when it's a president we don't agree with, if it's something really important, we want to believe them. Because we also want to believe that they know stuff that we don't know. And so if they're telling us something, and that's when it was over for me with Donald. When he stood behind the seal of the president in the East Room of the White House at 2:30 in the morning on election morning and said the election was stolen.
Okay, and that has been a crucial problem for President Trump. I think one of the things that Chris Christie had said earlier, and I want to give him credit for this insight, is one of the things people are asking, and there has been no definitive answer, certainly no answer from President Trump. What was his motivation in holding on to all these papers? Why take the risk? And you know it's going to be a risk. If they've served you with a subpoena, for God's sake, if they've asked you at the National Archives to try to return the presidential papers that you're supposed to return, what are you fighting over here? And what Christie said, and I think it's insightful and correct, is that Trump still believes, he has persuaded himself that he won the election, that he should be serving another term as president. He should be in the middle of his second term, not looking for his second term over the horizon. And part of the idea of what made him feel more presidential was having all these top secret papers that nobody else had and nobody else could see, and that made him distinctive from other Americans who were surrounding him. I do think that was part of the motivation, and it all goes back to that fundamental mistake of believing the election was a fraud, it was fraudulent, it didn't happen. That's one of the core problems in the country. Less of serious problem in the White House, but deeply embarrassing. The White House has banned trans influencer Rose Montoya after she, used to be a guy, flashed her breasts at President Biden's Pride Party. Did you know President Biden had a Pride Party? Blasting the stunt, the White House did, as inappropriate and disrespectful. Montoya, 27, was barred from the executive mansion yesterday as footage went viral of her pulling her shirt and cupping her breasts moments after meeting Biden on the South Lawn at the Pride Party on Saturday. In a statement to the Post on Tuesday, a White House spokesperson said she flouted basic etiquette and is persona non grata at future events. This behavior is inappropriate and disrespectful for any event at the White House, the flag said. It is not reflective of the event we hosted to celebrate LGBTQ plus families or the other hundreds of guests who were in attendance. Individuals in the video will not be invited to future events. The polyamorous model and trans rights advocate who grew up in rural Idaho did not immediately respond to an interview request. In her fast-cut edited clip, Montoya captured her meetings with the President and the First Lady, Jill Biden. "It is an honor. Trans rights are human rights," Montoya said to the President as they shook hands. Moments later, off with the shirt and out with the breasts. The photographs here, how do you put this? They're not appetizing. I mean, we're talking about, I don't know, maybe for somebody who's still nursing, but no, really, this is not a good look. And with the White House in the background and some of her other pride, how did she get invited to the Pride Party in any event? Now there's another scatological or scandalous effort to bring something intimate into the presidential race by the Trump campaign against the DeSantis campaign. What is it? We'll get to it.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to federal charges related to his handling of classified documents. He appeared at an arraignment hearing at a federal courthouse in Miami today. He has left the court. The White House says President Biden was not involved in the DOJ's decision to indict Donald Trump for his alleged mishandling of classified material.
The president has been very, very clear. The Department of Justice is independent.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said today that's why the administration has refrained from commenting on the criminal case. Food prices have increased after a decline in the spring. The Consumer Price Index from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a 0.1% rise in grocery store prices from April to May. Menu items experienced a 0.5% increase during the same period. Compared to last year, grocery prices have risen by nearly 6%, while menu prices have surged over 8%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Is the soundtrack of the video. We can't show the video on a family show. Soundtrack of the video that was posted on Rose Montoya's TikTok account, which featured her topless and celebrating, dancing, or kind of sort of dancing, wiggling in any event, on the White House lawn. That's his clip 7.
Welcome to the White House.
Thank you.
Can we take a little video? Hi, Mr. President. It is an honor. France rights and human rights.
Are we topless at the White House?
Some of the bravest and most inspiring people I've ever known.
Okay, that was trans influencer Rose Montoya celebrating little bit of excess there that got her banned forever, presumably from the White House. She since has spoken out about her right to reveal herself. This is clip 17.
I had zero intention of trying to be vulgar or be profane in any way. I was simply living in joy, living my truth, and existing in my body. Happy Pride. Free the nipple.
And Marco Rubio was there. No, he kept his shirt on entirely. Senator Rubio was outspoken. This is clip 19.
We can undertake a cultural hysteria, a ridiculous cultural hysteria that plays out. We had a lady or a man that now claims to be a lady, you know, going topless at the White House 2 days ago at a Pride celebration thing. I mean, we can do whatever we want. We can be as decadent as we want in our society and our culture. We can break our politics. We can take our institution and weaponize them for political purposes on both sides. You think this ends here? The next Republican president is going to be under tremendous pressure to bring charges and indict Joe Biden, his family, his crackhead son, whoever. The pressure is going to be extraordinary. They're going to turn us into, so we're decadent and we're in decline because we thought we could do anything we wanted with our economy. We could send our jobs and factories overseas, break our politics, break our culture, break our society. We don't need parents. We don't need neighborhood. We don't need family anymore. All these crazy ideas. And now reality's catching up, and it's hurting us badly. And today is, frankly, just a symptom of a much bigger problem, which you talk about here, and that is we no longer live in that world.
Okay, I'm not sure which world we no longer live in. No, we don't live in Rose Montoya's world, except some people, apparently, in the Trump campaign do. There is a... An article in the Rolling Stone that says, oh-so-mature Trump aides want him to focus on DeSantis, and then there's a word in there that refers to private parts. And the article makes clear this is how petty and aggressively stupid the 2024 GOP presidential primary has become. Several close aides and allies to Donald Trump want to challenge Ron DeSantis to a literal measuring contest. What are they measuring? Use your imagination. This is, again, this is a four-page article. It goes on and on and on. And in the past several weeks, they write, a handful of key political advisors and confidants have told Trump he should start using Tiny D as his principal DeSantis nickname, instead of only ones like DeSanctimonious or Disaster, according to sources with direct knowledge of the situation. One of these sources refers to it as the small beep psyop. So far, however, it is Trump, famous for both lack of restraint and vicious campaign attacks, who has resisted this particular line of attack. The ex-president has barely used the Tiny D epithet publicly and has only occasionally done so offhandedly. So, in interior discussion in the Trump campaign about whether they can earn the presidency by referring to Governor DeSantis as Tiny D, honestly, and again, the question about the belief of some of the staff members, which is discussed there, is that this will get into his head, and he will become insecure on this issue if this becomes a matter of public discussion. Would it be a more uplifting, you'll pardon the expression, subject for discussion than the Nazi attack on Disneyland? It's actually on Disney World. Disneyland usually refers to California, but this is Florida. Protesters with Nazi flags were seen outside Disney World. This is in the New York Post. The far-right demonstrators seen waving Nazi flags, and they're big Nazi flags, not little ones, they're prominent, right outside Walt Disney World in Orlando last week, have been identified as a local organization known as the Order of the Black Sun. Ben Popp, an investigative researcher for the Anti-Defamation League, told the Orlando Sentinel that the group, which is known by its initials OBS, Order of the Black Sun, is a small white supremacist network based in the state of Florida. They formed earlier this year from individuals who have been involved in other white supremacist groups and organizations in the state of Florida for the past couple of years, Pop said. So these individuals are well known to us. Pop told the Sentinel that OBS and other extremist organizations work together in the state of Florida in order to make themselves appear bigger than they are, to both intimidate communities, but also to normalize their anti-Semitism and normalize their other forms of hate as well. You know, they want those sorts of things to be a common occurrence so that people will sort of get used to this and become desensitized. I have no idea, and I don't think they have an idea at the New York Post either, just how long these pathetic-looking people who were wearing... They're wearing some paramilitary uniforms, but they looked like the uniforms you might wear as a parking attendant. It was is very, very peculiar. And then these big Nazi flags with the swastika. Does this have to do with Governor DeSantis' war against Disney? Probably not. It's just people who want a little bit of attention to try to deal with their own insecurities. And then there was also something terribly sad at the NBA Finals. And I'm not talking about the fact that Denver Nuggets won. But here's what it sounded like as the game came to a close and the Nuggets secured the finals trophy. That's clip 8.
There it is, three-pointer. Won't go. Rebound called off Pope. They're not going to foul. The Heat will let it play out. It's over. At last, the long wait is over. After 47 years, the Denver Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions.
Okay, but just a few hours later, 9 people were shot, 3 in critical condition during the celebration in the streets of Denver. Here's a local news report, 8.5.
Still seeing a big scene out here. After the shooting happened, just hours after the Nuggets won, 9 people were shot. We know 3 of them are in critical condition. The rest are believed to have non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect was also shot and is now in custody. You can see we are seeing crime scene tape from 20th First until 20th Street. And this is very close to Coors Field, if you're familiar with this area. So again, this area will be blocked off. It's been blocked off for hours now as the investigation continues.
Okay, there's something wrong with the country when you can have a wonderful sports story like the Denver Nuggets breaking their long drought and winning the championship and people celebrating by shooting their fellow citizens. We'll be right back on the Midnight Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Michael Medved Show over at Hotline. They have a headline which they've been using fairly regularly. How unpopular is Joe Biden? And Hotline analysis, they say Biden is looking to flip the script on his economic record and is hitting the road for a fundraising and campaign tour over the next few weeks as his slow rolling re-election campaign kicks into high gear. On Friday, he visited North Carolina, a purplish state. His campaign thinks they can flip in 2024 to tout the administration's initiatives to help service members and young adults looking for good-paying jobs. Watch for Biden to hammer this point home on similar trips in the next month, as he tries to convince the sizable portion of the electorate that doesn't think he should run for re-election. Listen to this. The latest CBS News YouGov poll released this weekend found that 42% of Democrats think Biden should not run for re-election, while 75% of independents said he should not run. That is going to be a very difficult election for the president to win. And that is, if there is no intervening disaster, in any event, it will be. And again, this comes at the same time that they have indications that some 60% of Americans, not of Republicans necessarily, but 60% of Americans don't want President Trump to run. And what do you have when you have a situation where a majority of people on both sides say they don't want either one of these guys to run for president, either of the grumpy old men, either Joe Biden or the 77-year-old tomorrow, Donald Trump? What you have is that opening that Peggy Noonan talks about for a third party. But the one thing that I think is worth remembering is that basically what she talks about, why she believes a third party candidate could be successful this time, is she says that that candidate could end up with 35% of the popular vote, and let's say the Republican gets 33% and the Democrat gets 32%, and all that adds up to, and then a few fringe parties. But that doesn't translate into electoral votes. And when you look at the last time that any third-party candidate won electoral votes, you know when it was? It was not Ross Perot. It wasn't 1992 or 1996 when Ross Perot ran. He did very well. He got 19 million votes in 1992. He got almost 20% of the vote. But you know how many electoral votes he got? Big nothing. Zero. Complete strikeout.
Now, that was just sad.
It was sad. And, again, he finished second in two states. Not third. He finished second in Utah and in Maine. But even if he had won both of those sort of hard-fought local battles in Utah and Maine, that would have been a total of only 9 electoral votes. He still would have had 261 he would need to get there in order to win the election. So what happens if it's a situation like that? Let's say that you have somebody who's a third-party candidate, and let's say he carries, as George Wallace did, he's the last third-party candidate to carry states. He carried 5 states. He got 46 electoral votes. And, yes, that would have been enough. It could have been enough. It wasn't in that case because Nixon won fairly decisively. It was a close popular vote, but Nixon won in the electoral votes. Let's say that somebody gets enough electoral votes to deny anybody the 270 electoral votes you need to win the presidency. Then it goes to the House of Representatives. And there you have that crazy situation where there's no chance for a third-party candidate to win in the House of Representatives. Why not? Because all the members of the House are Republicans or Democrats. And they are basically assign votes. It's only one vote per state. California gets one vote. And Wyoming gets one vote. And that idea, the idea that somebody is going to come in, even if he has won the most popular votes in a very divided contest, the idea that people will abandon the Republican Party or abandon the Democratic Party to vote for a third or fourth party candidate who didn't come anywhere close to getting a majority of the popular vote, the people who are talking about third parties this time are dreaming. I don't think it's too late to get better candidates for both the Democrats and the Republicans. I don't think we are doomed to a Trump-Biden choice, because that would be an incredibly dreary choice for the country, and it would be unhealthy for the country. But I do think we ought to give up this dream about a third-party deliverer. Ain't going to happen. Washington Post report. Target stores in at least 5 states were evacuated this weekend after receiving bomb threats. Though no explosives were discovered, the incidents tie into the backlash over the retail chain's Pride Month merchandise. The threat Saturday in parts of Oklahoma, New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Louisiana mirror those made in recent weeks in Ohio, Utah, and Pennsylvania. In most instances, unknown individuals emailed the threats to local news outlets. The FBI and the Regional Joint Terrorism Task Force have been assisting with the investigation in some jurisdictions. Bomb threats over them running a sickening line of Pride merchandise? If you don't want to buy the Pride merchandise, don't buy it. But really? Bomb threats? Imagine people getting hurt through something like that. Meanwhile, there is a film that is coming out. I think it's coming out all over the country. It's now playing selectively on the 4th of July. The movie is called The Sound of Freedom. And it's stars Jim Caviezel, and it's based on a true story about somebody rescuing people from human trafficking. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An ambitious new movie tells the amazing true story of Tim Ballard, a one-time government agent who turns vigilante in order to rescue innocent children who have been kidnapped by evil pedophilic human traffickers. Starring Jim Caviezel of Passion of the Christ in the central role, the film is called Sound of Freedom.
What if this is your daughter?
You quit your job, and you go and rescue those kids.
So at this moment, she could be a block down the road, or she could be in Moscow, Bangkok, L.A.
That's Bill Camp, who's outstanding in a key supporting role, while Oscar winner Mira Sorvino plays the hero's long-suffering but supportive wife. Beautifully shot and expertly crafted, there's plenty of excitement and tension, though the effort to get across a story and a message gives it an edge of docudrama. Rated PG-13, but should be R, because of the honest dramatization of the horrors of human trafficking. 3 stars for the unusual and unforgettable Sound of Freedom. And coming up tomorrow here on the Medved Show, Frank Luntz, who is a great veteran pollster, he does a lot of analysis of where people are and of political strategy, and he is hitting the panic button on the possible results of the election of 2024. He says, in fact, that it's conceivable that in 2024 our country could come apart. What does that mean? And is that a justified fear? And Hugo Gurdon, who is the editor of the Washington Examiner, takes a look at the Republican field with all of the more than a dozen candidates now who have emerged, including some you haven't really heard of yet. And yes, Republicans believe in a big tent, but is this more representative of a big top or of an ongoing circus? And speaking of ongoing circus, President Trump has now left Miami, headed back for New Jersey tonight, a big celebration of his birthday and a big speech to the country about his most recent controversy. We will get to that and to more in this greatest nation on God's.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.